Our opening hymn is found on page 89. Please stand as we sing together, "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee."
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold, life flies before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works that joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals, join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Love divine is reigning o'er us, binding all within its span. Singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
We'll join in the call to worship that you find in your bulletin. The audience. Reads the bold print.
Sing praises to the Lord, for God has done gloriously.
Let us sing God's praises throughout all the earth.
Shout aloud and sing for joy, from the highest peaks to the deepest caverns.
Shout aloud and sing for joy, from the finest, tiniest creatures to the greatest herds.
Shout aloud and sing for joy, of our joys and our sorrows.
Shout aloud and sing for joy as we come to worship the God of all creation. Join in the Apostles' Creed found on page 881 of your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please turn in your Faith We Sing book to 2162, Grace Alone.
by his grace. Grace alone, which God supplies, strength unknown, he will provide. Christ in us, our cornerstone, we will go forth in grace alone. Every soul we long to reach, every heart we hope to reach, everywhere we share his peace, is only by his grace. Every loving word we say, every tear, sorrow turned to praise, is only by his grace. Grace alone, which God supplies, strength alone, he will provide. Christ in us, our cornerstone, we will go forth in grace alone.
You may be seated.
We'll gather gather in unison for the prayer of confession. It's in your bulletin. God of peace, we confess we are a people of fear. We have let anxiety rule our days and worry our nights. We have been distracted by nerves and focused on tension. We confess we have ignored your command to not be afraid. Forgive us, O God. Calm our hearts, settle our stomachs, and renew in us the ability to find our comfort in you. Amen. Now we'll have a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Now the declaration of forgiveness. The prophet Isaiah assures us God is building a new heaven and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered or come to end. Forgive and free. Rejoice in what the Lord is creating in you, in me, in all creation. Amen. Ushers will come forward for the offering.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, you have told us it is more gracious to give than it is to receive. As we bring to you this morning our tithes and offerings, may we give generously for the work of our church and the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Blessed be the Lord most holy, his
faithfulness extends to all generations. Blessed be the Lord Almighty, for the Lord our God is good. Come before Him with thanksgiving, enter in His courts with praise. Worship Him alone. Blessed be the Lord most holy. His faithfulness extends to all generations. Blessed be the Lord Almighty, for the Lord our God is good. Blessed be the Lord most holy. His faithfulness extends to all generations. Blessed be the Lord Almighty, for the Lord our God is good. Come with praise. Know ye that the Lord is holy. Come before His throne, worship Him alone. Blessed be the Lord most holy. His faithfulness extends to all generations. Blessed be the Lord Almighty, for the Lord our God is good. For the Lord our God is good.
For our children's time. The bulletin says Debbie Dalton, but we've got the clowns today, so let's enjoy the clowns.
Okay, we needed lots of helpers today. Has everybody got a letter? Okay. Good. In case you don't know how to unscramble words, well, that's okay. I'll explain it when I read it. If I say a letter and you have it, hold it up. Those that have two letters that are the same, let the kids hold theirs up first. Okay? T is for I think. In Philippians 1:3-6, my God, every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. H, Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. A, abounding. Psalm 86:5, for you are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call on you. N, your name. Psalm 75:1, we give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds. K is for kingdom. Luke 17:21, Jesus said, the kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation. Nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. S, service, supplying, and surpassing. Oh, she got the good ones. 3, 2 Corinthians 9, 12-15. The service you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to the Lord. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God. And for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else, and in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. G. Probably. G, yay! Give. Psalm 107:1-8 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. I, incomparable, Ephesians 2:6-10. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Jesus Christ, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. V for victory. 1 Colossians 15, 54-57. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I meaning you and I will give you, in parentheses, God. I will give you, God, in the great assembly, among throngs of people, I will praise you. N is for need. Psalm 4:4-6. Then I called in the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. When I was in great need, he saved me. Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. G, give thanks. 1 Chronicles 16:8-12. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles. Okay, unscramble the letters, everybody.
Okay, we start with T. Okay. First, A, I have a G. I have a I, I have a K.
Help the kids. We need an ing. She's an ing. Where's the S? Thanksgiving. I don't think that S goes there. Sing, it's not sing on the end. The S doesn't go there. It's not sing on the end. Okay. Well, fill in the blank. Yay! Woo! Now, bow your heads and we'll pray we never have to do this again. Dear Heavenly Father, at this time of year, it's easy to give thanks, but we need to give thanks every day. For your life, your love, and the joy that you give us to get through all of our trials and tribulations and all of our great celebrations. Be with us all. Help us to give that thanks to you every day in every way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, clowns. That's a tough act to follow. So we join together in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you today with praise and thanksgiving. We don't have any yellow slips to indicate concerns, but you know what they are. We pray that you will be with those who are in need, comfort and guide them. Special thanks today for Alex Wooten and the family, grieving the loss of Ed, our good friend and Christian brother. We ask for your blessing on our church. May we work together as a team. May we work together to make this church effective tool for your glory and continue to grow and influence our community. We ask you for blessing of our country. Seems like we're getting more and more secular when we should be getting more and more religious. We need your guidance. We need to serve you by serving our country. We ask for your blessing on all of our military troops, our law enforcement, our emergency medical crew, all those service people who make it possible for us to meet together here openly and worship you. And especially this morning, we ask your blessing on Leora, who is to bring us the message. open our hearts, our minds to what she has to say, so that when we leave the service this morning, we will be better Christians when we leave than when we came in. Now let us say together the prayer you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
There is one prayer request that was just turned in from Sila, that to please pray for my nephew, Cade, and his wife, Ray, who had had 5-week premature twins. Babies are in NICU, and mom has serious complications. So please lift up that family. If you would please join me in the prayer of illumination and your bulletin. God of the earthquake and the silence, quiet in us any voice but your own, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we might hear, and in hearing we might believe, and in believing we might act, making way for your new creation. Amen. Well, good morning. So when asked what my message would be about, I considered the time of year that was fast approaching. The holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve. Just those events can strike fear and dread into the bravest of people with questions like, where will you spend it? Who will you spend it with? And those guests, invited and maybe not so invited. A famous interviewer always asked people if they could invite 6 people or guests to have over for dinner, living or dead, who would they choose? That question got me thinking, who would I choose? Of course, Jesus would be at the top of the list, but who else? Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Edison, Harriet Tubman, my grandparents, my mom, or maybe someone from today, like a famous Christian music singer who sings powerful, uplifting lyrics. A well-known author got the chance to meet one Christian music singer she had always admired and ended up not impressed at all. That person did not act or talk like she imagined. When we place people on our guest list, sometimes that happens. We are disappointed. We feel something should have been significant. Was there nothing to be learned or truly remembered? Did we get hurt? However, there's another guest list that exists for each one of us, uniquely designed with us just in mind, God's guest list. God mentions guests or strangers, visitors, several times in Scripture. Hebrews 13:2 says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." Matthew 25:35 says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in." Luke 19:3 is about Jesus inviting himself over to Zacchaeus' house. All the people saw and muttered, "He has gone to be a guest of a sinner." Genesis 18 speaks of 3 visitors to Abraham and Sarah who proclaimed she would bear a child. Matthew 2:1-12 mentions that even Jesus, as a child, had 3 special guests called the wise men or the magi. Now back to the author who got to meet that famous person. After she left that meeting disappointed, she began to ask herself that question: who has God placed on my guest list? She even wrote a book about it. So I too asked myself that question and found many unexpected guests God had sent my way. I'd like to share a few of those with you, but while I'm sharing mine, please think about guests that have come and gone are still in your life. Remember, guests can last just for a moment, a day, a week, or even for your lifetime, but each have had an impact on your life. Some of the first guests God sent me were the friends of my childhood. To this day, I remain in contact with some of them. We still exchange Christmas cards, emails, and updates whenever anything significant happens in our lives. Whenever I return to my hometown, we gather together to share stories from the past, our family situations of the present, and our dreams of the future. From these friends, I learned time marches on, but how very precious memories are. The first person who has become a lifelong guest is my husband, Lance. Our parents introduced us to each other when he was home on leave. He was not what I was expecting. Military, wore Western cowboy clothing, which I was not into. Yet love was there, and we got engaged just 4 months after our first meeting, and we'll be celebrating 30 years of marriage this December. As most of you have been married, you all know the lessons that marriage can bring. Then 5 years later came two more little guests in my life, my sons. You see, I had prayed and prayed for little girls. I had sisters, and most of my cousins were girls. I knew nothing about raising boys. But now I cherish those young men and all the lessons they taught me about being a mother. Laughter, forgiveness, chaos, and trips to the emergency room at all hours of the day, and never-ending love. And now, letting them fly and explore their new world. Lance and I's first base together was in Florida. We met a couple with two young children. These children were not quite the best-behaved little ones. Even though we enjoyed their friendship, we learned from them how not to raise children if you want them to be respectable and well-mannered. They were guests in our lives for only a year, but the impact of what we witnessed lasted for years when raising our own boys. When Lance and I lived in New Jersey, God sent two incredible ladies into my life. I met them both at the bakery I worked. First was Doris, a frequent older customer who liked her coffee with pineapple Danish. When it was slow, we talked about our love of travel. We developed a friendship, and when Lance was gone for an extended amount of time, she would take me to the Atlantic City Boardwalk, Philadelphia, all over New York City. That guest God sent me became like a grandparent to our boys and increased my love of travel. She was a guest for over 20 years until she passed away. The second lady was Dolly. Wow. She was a 4-foot-nothing little Italian lady with another foot of teased red hair on the top of her head. She was a spitfire, a mother to 12 or more sons, a grandmother, and her husband looked like he just walked out of a mob movie. No kidding. She worked at the same bakery I did. She was so full of adventure, had no fear, and looked forward to every waking moment. I learned from this guest to live life to the fullest. Sadly, she was only a guest of my life for 2 years when she suddenly passed away. When we moved to Alaska, I worked at a coffee shop that was also a coffee roasting company. The couple who owned it became fast friends with Lance and I. They taught us how to cross-country ski, eat tofu, sorry, Doc, roast coffee, and they too became grandparents to our boys. These guests taught us to always explore new possibilities. They are still guests in our lives, even though it has mainly been through letters and cards. Then we moved to New Mexico. And this part isn't in my paper here, but she showed up, and I just have to mention, one of the first guests God introduced me to is my friend Becky Jo. We met at the school, our sons were in the same grade together, and we just became fast friends through volunteering, and we have just shared joys and sorrows, ups and downs, and just craziness, and we became such close friends that people assumed that we were sisters of how close we are. And today I'm so happy she's here as my therapy friend to help me get through the message. So that is just a friendship I cherish. And one of the other first guests that God introduced us to was Doc and BJ McNeil. The boys were very young, but were wanting to buy things that I was not willing to spend my money on. So I told them to go find work. So they posted flyers here at the church that they would be willing to do yard work, stack firewood, etc. Doc and BJ were their first customers. So on the way over, I talked to the boys about work ethic. Working for at least 2 hours without asking for a break. Drinking from their own water bottles. Well, it had only been about 30 minutes. When BJ declared it had been long enough, and everyone needed a break, the boys looked at me with sheer fright. Especially when she hauled out a large cooler full of sodas and a large bowl full of candy. She informed the boys to ignore Mother. She was the one that hired them, and she will declare a break when she darn well felt like it. The same was said when she paid the boys for their work. She told the boys to give 10% to the church, but the rest was for them to spend as they so choose, and Mama doesn't have a say in it. From her, we learned you can be vocal and you can be strong in your opinion, but it can always, always be said with love. As I look on this congregation, I see many guests God has sent to my boys, or young men now. People who to this day ask how they are doing, care about their future, and who my boys consider to be several sets of grandparents. Even so, bringing a girlfriend from Washington State to get approval and to show her off to all his grandparents. God even sent me a guest, and I will never know her name. One day at school, a FedEx delivery lady was dropping off a package. It was an incredibly crazy day, and she seemed very impatient for me to sign the document. The next day, I get a phone call from her. She had explained she was having a horrible day, but when she walked into my office, even though she saw how crazy it was, it seemed calm around my desk. And there was a certain song that had played on the radio, and I have no idea what it was. I just listened to K-Love at work. And she had stopped to listen to it. After she had left my office, she walked out with a different attitude, and her rest of her day had went well, and she was just calling to thank me for what I asked. Just being there, she said, and being kind. Who knew that she was a guest in my life as much as I was a guest in hers? Now, you might be thinking that all the guests God has sent me ended up in good circumstances. That is not the case. Not all the guests God sent me would I call pleasant. I had people I considered true Christian friends turn on me and my family, say horrible things, and made us second guess who we were as a family. I have had guests at businesses I worked at that were rude, customers that made me feel small. I've had guests as parents from the school have thrown things at me, curse at me, and just be downright mean. I have had guests while driving on the road give not so friendly gestures. People on airlines being very impatient with me when it took too long to find my seat. And many more. But what do all these guests teach me? To try to remember to be kind, to be patient, understanding, put myself in their shoes. And in some cases, those circumstances increased and solidified my faith. Sadly, not all those lessons stick, but they were still guests, and they still taught me lessons, whether I learned or not. You see, truly, we are all guests on this earth. This is not our home. So what impression do you want to remain with people, whether you know them just for a moment or for years, when you leave their presence as a guest in their life? God mentions in Galatians about the fruit of the Spirit and how we're to treat all the guests in our lives. Were the people on God's guest list for you blessed by your fruit? Did you make them feel happy, peaceful, cared for, reassured, validated, loved? So have you been thinking about those guests God has sent you? Maybe it was a neighbor from the past or a current one. The checker at the grocery store you always seem to get. A grandchild, The waitress who you see in her eyes is having a rough day, but you still give her a reassuring smile that everything's going to be okay. Maybe someone in your Sunday school class. A stranger who comforted you in a time of grief. A coworker who needed you at just the right time. Maybe a friend who appeared when you were a young mother or father who had wonderful advice and a shoulder to cry on. Our pastor, I pose to you today and throughout this holiday season and beyond, don't worry so much about the guests you invite. Be on the lookout for when God uses you as a guest in someone else's life and God's guest list for you. Thank you.
Please turn in your hymnals to page 430 and stand as we sing together, O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee. Blessing over the food. Lord, we just ask you to bless the food and the hands that have prepared it. We just pray for this time to be of fellowship and friendship and just enjoying each other's company. And now the blessing. And now may the God of our salvation, our strength and our comfort, guard your hearts and minds this day and evermore. In Jesus' name, go in peace. Verse 2, page 664.
With praise and thanksgiving to God ever living, the tasks of our everyday life we will face. Our faith ever sharing in embracing God's children of each tribe and race. With your grace, you feed us, with your light now lead. praise and thanksgiving, give honor to Christ and